going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell. Braves back at it tonight. Last night was a lot of fun. And hi, Mets fans. We've owned you over the last few years, 22, 23, 24. We've got winning records against these Mets. And now, because this is the first time we've seen them, guys, we're 1-0. We have 7 games in 10-day stretch against the Mets. Obviously, the Marlins are in there, Phillies. But this is that stretch we said. We're going to figure out where our team is, how good we are, Mike, and if we can get back into this race.
Right. Rain right now rolling through the city. Hopefully all this stuff will be done by the time we roll around the first pitch over there at Truist Park. But, yeah, it was great to know that you had the one-run thing, which you weren't able to win 10 games now. You snapped that losing streak. You get some clutch from, let's be honest, Raisel Iglesias. You had, I thought Acuna maybe should have gotten that first ball, but he more than makes up for it, stealing a home run and doubling up Juan Soto. That was beautiful. You got some really good clutch performance. You had a Mets pitcher that was pretty unbeatable, and you got him knocked out of the box as a piece in the bullpen. They had to get to earlier than they maybe would have wanted to, or just use him as a regular role in the ninth. But you do get the win. So now here's the thing called build on it. Mets have now lost 4 in a row. Yankees are on a losing streak. So New York media is losing their minds. And you get Chris Sale going up against a guy who's terrible right now for the Mets pitcher.
Yeah, I think, and I wouldn't have felt this way probably 2 weeks ago, that this is an opportunity. And you get right against the Rockies. Should have been a sweep. But you get right. You handle your business. You win the series. And I've been saying this, just win series. But more importantly, you got to win series at home. You know, on the road, it's always that there's more, it's more difficult to win half of your series on the road. But the formula is simple, guys. Win your series at home, win half your series on the road, you're in the playoffs. That's how this works. And we haven't done enough of that on the road, but we haven't been great at home either. So this is an opportunity for us to do that. The other part of our conversation, which we'll dive back into, about our Braves was we were talking about our buddy Buster Olney, who said, hey, I got teams that I think that should be seriously looking to do something at the trade deadline. And Alex Anthopoulos' name was left off. And that's our general manager. And we're both like, wait a minute. And we started talking about the commitment to winning. It's not a statement about the Braves. I think, if anything, they have been the most consistent team in our city for a very long time. That's a given. But when you're good, it doesn't give you a pass. And because we've been good the last few years and we won a World Series 4 years ago, it doesn't give you a pass.
The bar's been raised and you should be striving to do more while you've got this group together. There's the argument distilled, as we said earlier, down to its most simple form. And sometimes Braves fans, I feel it's just kind of like, well, you know, what are you going to do? Guys aren't hitting. Well, I mean, you can change the approach. You can move some faces around. Just because you signed these guys, you are not locked in concrete or stone, Carl,
no,
to the elements, which some Braves fans feel, I guess, they are, for lack of a better explanation. Because Lord knows, I can't understand why they don't demand more.
Yeah, and that's the discussion, is where is your fandom when it comes to demanding more? Are you okay? You want to stay pat? Hey, we don't have to do anything like that. That's not where we should be. I think we have a really good club, even though they haven't played like it. But how do you get better? And how do you make sure that we are moving in the right direction when it comes to the playoffs? Part of the thing we're talking about today, Ronald was great last night. Acuna for life was unbelievable, and I think he saved the game. But I think we're going to see a lot of that, guys. He's been the best player on the team since coming back off the injury. Ozuna's been the guy to carry us. Ronald has stepped right in where he left off the MVP year. 404-726-0929. We'll talk more about our Braves, but Sam Mitchell's on the way here. In less than 8 minutes, we'll talk some NBA with him. Finals, Mike, we think it's done. We'll see what Sam thinks about that, and we'll talk more about some of these potential trades, including stop telling me you want Kevin Durant in Atlanta. Please stop telling me that. I don't want it, Mike. And he said, here are the teams, by the way. He didn't even mention us.
No.
Houston. Right? That's one of the places he wants to go. Miami. Like, he's mentioned these teams. That's not the answer.
At this stage, plus, as you said, guys, you're going to have to mortgage. The Suns are going to want our best players, not named Trey. And then, so you lose. If you really love Jalen Johnson or you know, whoever you like, Dyson Dan, any of these guys, you're going to lose these guys for a dude that'll probably won't make it here more than a year. That's been his MO. And why should you believe that anything's going to change about Durant as he gets older in his career?
No, it's going to be difficult. Hey, man, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, so Georgia recruiting. Really, that's where we're at right now, right? It feels like the offseason, but our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation says it never stops, and it doesn't. Georgia prospect Kamari Brooks, he's a North Oconee high schooler, guys, has set a commitment date of June 23rd. Considered one of the top edge rushers in the country. I think he's in the top 100, Mike, as far as prospects. But I think that connection, and Day-Day helped me with this, the North Oconee connection is there's a famous player that once played at Georgia who was one of his coaches, correct?
That is correct. I'm sorry. I thought Garrett was saying something.
No, Garrett was mentioning to me that how much success they've had in North Oconee.
Yeah, they've won state titles. And so this kid, obviously, highly touted on their, highly touted and obviously very top of the list for them in terms of, and you guys talk about it all the time, winning the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids that, you know, if they get this, this is a big get for them. And, I mean, the kid is a freak. You probably haven't seen him. I don't know if you've had a chance
to
see
him
play yet, but the kid is an absolute freak. So.
Look, he's going to set this date. My guess is, look, right now it's probably Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. That would be my guess, right around the corner. He knows he's going to a great program, but we'll see. But he set that date. And then can the Dogs land Tyler Atkinson? He left a great impression. This is a kid from Grayson, by the way, five-star recruit.
Powerhouse Grayson, yeah.
Grayson's going to be good again this year. And so, you know, you're seeing a lot of kids get opportunities from that particular school. But Mike, the Dogs also did something, and that is sign one of the best offensive tackles. I think his brother went to Georgia, Day-Day. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Sorry about that. David Pollack was the other one that you were talking
correct.
About.
Correct. That's
for,
his coach.
For, yeah. Right.
North Oconee.
For North Oconee. Not his head coach, but he is a coach on the staff. So, yeah, this kid, his name is Ikini Agboko.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And out of North Carolina, four-star South Corner High School, and a lot of people think he was gonna be a lock, and sure enough, about 30 minutes before showtime, he made his commitment.
There you go. So again, that'd be the
Searles, Mike.
18. Well, I hope he does a job with him. I mean, if it was, the best thing could happen for Georgia is Sam Pittman flames out in Arkansas, get him back to Georgia. But anyway, I digress. Not a big fan of the development of the offensive line in his present composition. But this dude becomes the 18th commitment of the 2026 class to Day-Day's point. So Georgia keeps on, you know, stacking these big names, getting the depth. And that's what you have to do. We had the conversation yesterday about the landscape of college football. Seems to be Georgia and the SEC and the Big Ten are at odds over how they're going to pick the teams for this playoff, even though it does expand, Carl, to 16 games. So everyone who felt that like it was like the SEC, as we said yesterday, and the Big Ten kind of running college football, not necessarily. More of like a non-aggression pact right now between the two.
Well, look, they're getting pushback from the other 136 FBS schools that feel like they should have a say in this. And so, listen, there's not going to be one plan that works for everybody. It's just not. We know whatever more than likely is passed, Mike, or agreed upon, is going to benefit the Big Ten and the SEC probably more than any other conferences. That's just where we're at. But I do think there is some pushback as to how they go about this. And when we start talking about strength of schedule, this is interesting to me. Back in the day, we had the BCS. And everybody at the time hated the BCS, and we forgot how the BCS or why it came about. And it was basically came about to put one and two together. That was it. But we all fussed and hollered about strength of schedule when the BCS was there, but it was the computers who used to decide. Right. Basically, they put the formula in, and this computer would spit out this thing and say, hey, this is where they're ranked. And everybody said, oh, that's not fair. We need the eyeball test. We should be able to look at these teams and say, hey, I think they're good.
Remember that the Sagarin in the New York Times? You had like an entire, like eight different categories that would pick this. BCS was a step in the right direction,
okay,
but not even close.
Well, so here's the kicker. We may go back to the computer. Because they can't come to an agreement on how strength of schedule should be judged. Now, I don't know if that's going to actually happen, but it's on the table. When you start saying what's fair and unbiased, because the problem with the committee, Mike, is, and we've seen this, you can be biased, and if you're telling me the Big Ten and the SEC, and I know we're SEC folks here, we don't care. Like, let's put five SEC teams in. But if you're not going to have this bias, the only way to do that is to put these numbers in a computer and say, give us the best strength of schedule.
How hard is it to figure out the winning percentage of your opponent? You know, and again, and what schedule are they playing? If you're talking about the top to bottom, we covered it yesterday, seven teams under 500 last year, more teams in the Big Ten, four teams under 500 last year in the SEC. Now, when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, Ohio State with an out-of-conference this year that includes Texas to start the season, that speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Michigan is also playing Oklahoma this year in addition. But if you combine that with traditionally Ohio State playing three dog crap teams from the MAC, you know, it's that means the strength of schedule, it's not that hard to figure out. If Georgia this year, you don't really get the bounce with your schedule because you're playing three smaller schools this year and you're out-of-conference other than Georgia Tech.
I don't disagree, but every dog fan will say we deserve to be there, regardless.
But again, if Georgia plays, if everybody in the SEC that Georgia plays is over 500 versus everyone in the Big Ten plays in their conference and they're not over 500, advantage Georgia and the SEC. That's what I'm saying. Why do I need to reinvent the wheel to figure this one out?
I don't think they are. I'm just saying what we had, you take elements of that, and I think this takes a lot of pressure off of what you just said. I believe, you know what, give the information. Listen, we just talked about AI on this show a couple of days ago. It's doing everything. Let that thing figure this out and give us a fair formula to put the right teams in. And again, it's not the only thing. It's one of the pieces. But if I can't agree, Mike, and I'm an AD at one of these Big Ten schools, and you can't agree and you're one of these ADs at an SEC school, how do we come about to an agreement that this is the way we're going to look at this moving forward, especially when we go to 16 teams, which is what this is all about?
Again, as we said, the strength of schedule is generally most of our audience feels because of the SEC and what they've accomplished and what they've built over the years. But then as we said yesterday, Big Ten fans, I know, and they live amongst us, Carl. They go, hey, you know, we're like, you know, 2-0 against the SEC in the playoffs, 5-1 against them in the bowl games, you know, and our teams have won back-to-back natties. And we can also say, yes, while Georgia has been the gold standard and had amazing depth and studs at every position, that wasn't the case last year. See, Georgia, to me, didn't pass the eye test last year.
See, and that's the
losing
thing
to Ole Miss, you know, I mean, the way that Carson Beck, you know, was turning it over against Alabama, and just simply the way the Notre Dame game played out. You know, if you can't, you know, dominate.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take the line of scrimmage the way Georgia fans are used to seeing. Hopefully that changes this year. With again, a lot of new faces, a lot of turnover. But that this is going to be the great conundrum because a lot of the Big Ten, it's just top heavy. The Big Ten top to bottom is not as good as the SEC. That's not debatable. But it doesn't matter, Carl, when you're winning at the top, when you're bringing home the championships. Then that's the only argument that matters.
404-726-0929. What do you guys think? And again, I'm not telling you that's where they're going. Just telling you that's what they're talking about.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.